Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And joining us now to talk about that guy that played in the NBA playoffs on multiple occasions, Maryland legend, of course, our friend. He's on the Window Nation guest hotline. Let's welcome in the one and only Wizard, Walt Williams. Walt, what's happening?
How you doing, brother?
I'm all right, man. Say hi to Ryan Ripken, Walt.
What's going on, Walt?
What's going on, Ryan? How you been?
I've been great, man. Great talking to you.
All right, yes. Nolan talked about a clip here. We'll start with the Celtics and Knicks. Where the zinger, Kristaps Porzingis, was like, you know, and he's been sick, non-factor basically in the series. Well, the pressure's not on us. Now we can, you know, relax. I mean, they lost two at home. They missed 75 threes. They're favored, Walt, in game three on the road. I would think, if anything, there's more pressure on Boston than there was before the season even started. So as a former player who played in the playoffs, what's his mindset with that comment? Maybe that NyQuil's just kicking him in the ass a little bit too hard. You know what I mean? I don't know.
you want to make sure people are comfortable out there and they're not anxious. So you make comments like that. But, I mean, of course, the reality is that right now, I mean, they have a lot of pressure on them to get this win tonight. They go down 3-0, it's virtually over, you know. And so I would imagine that, you know, it's a still a probability, a pretty relatively high probability that, you know, the Celtics can still pull this out. They have the better roster. They are the better team. And so and they had commanding leads throughout both of these games. And so it's just about the play just being more consistent and being aware of when they're going through lulls and being able to make adjustments through those periods. I'm not suggesting that they just change their whole style of play, but you have to make adjustments along the way because it's shown that they can't consistently shoot the ball from the three-point line all game and beat this Knicks team.
Now, the other Eastern Conference series in the semifinals, the number one seed, Cleveland, they lose two at home. By the way, they're favored in game three at Indiana, where the Pacers are outstanding. Mitchell had 48 in game two. No Mobley, no Garland. We get all that. But they gacked away a seven-point lead in 40 seconds. Couldn't get an offensive rebound to save their lives. So Mitchell, usually going back to his Utah days, his teams come a cropper in these semifinals. So we talk about pressure. What about the Cavs going to Indiana, who got that conference finals playoff experience last year, going through the Knicks? Who's in more dire straits, Boston or Cleveland right now?
I would say Boston. You know, Cleveland is a team that's has some injuries. And so you're talking about Mobley, Hunter, Garland. Those are serious blows to a team. And so you understand why the Cavs are down. And that Indiana Pacers team, they have so much depth. They have so many guys that can hurt you. You can't even zone in on any of them. And Haliburton's a great fit for all of that because he's a guy who's a focal point guy, but he's willing to distribute the ball and elevate the level of all the guys he's playing with. So I don't, you know, if the Cavs are not coming back healthy, to me, it's a chance that the Pacers will be able to beat them. And to me, that's a high probability. I think that the way Donovan Mitchell played, I mean, of course, he's sensational out there. But I think just Indiana has too much to just have Donovan Mitchell have to take over games. So to me, I think Mobley and Garland, those guys have to get back in order for at least two of them have to get back. So that the Cavs can have a legitimate chance. I think that if two of those out of those three guys can get back healthy and out there contributing like at least some semblance of what they've been doing all season, I think the Cavs can turn that series around as well.
So, Walt, switching over to the Western Conference here, and similar that the Cavs, you know, being a top team, and now they're dealing with the pressures and trying to get over that hump. In the Western Conference, the Thunder, right, are a squad that, I mean, look, they are talented, they're young, and they are a force. They were a force throughout the regular season, winning 68 games. But now you're playing a Denver team where they stole a game in game one, even it up here, and obviously SGA for the Thunder, one of the best players in the league. But talk about a young team that, yes, they might be the more talented group, but going against a very veteran-savvy team in Denver, how do you try to keep the young nerves down and try to get over that hump? Because the Thunder, talent-wise, they really should be the team that represents the Western Conference.
Well, I think with OKC, those guys, man, they are a very, very good defensive team. I think that's where they hang their hats. They get a lot of deflections, get out in transition, and that leads to transition points. And that when you're playing in that type of environment, that tends to give you confidence. Your confidence grows when you get up and down. You're getting deflections, you're getting steals, and you're really feeling good about what you're doing on the defensive end. I think that they have the right to do that every game. And so Denver has to be able to weather those storms and keep the game close. I think when it comes down to the stretch and you have Joker, and Murray, that's when you could put OKC in compromised positions, because of course SGA going to do his thing. But who is that second guy? You saw in the first game, Hogan had a chance to seal the game, but he couldn't do it. So I don't think you lean on him as the second guy. Jalen Williams, I don't know, he hasn't been consistent enough. So it's just about if you can bring it, make the game close at the end, and then put that pressure on that second guy to be able to come through. I think that's where you can get put OKC in compromising positions. But at the end of the day, I don't think that's going to happen. I think defensively, I mean, they are all over the place. And the thing about it is they are doubling down on Joker. They digging on his dribbles, making it tough for him. And then when he passes the ball out, their rotations, they are getting to the shooters are so quick that they can't even get off open jump shots. So what OKC is doing on the defensive end, I think that can be consistent. And I think that will continue. So I don't see Denver being able to win both games at home.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
College football summer is no time to slouch because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a tall task there, and I guess some people would also say it's a tall task in the other Western Conference matchup with the Warriors down Steph now. Now, we're talking about guys where it's a second option. Jimmy Butler has stepped up over the years. But they are facing a Wolves team, and the Ant-Man is doing his thing. In your mind, right here, there's no doubt the impact of losing a Steph Curry. Do you think the Warriors can still pull something off here? And with a guy like Jimmy now having to lead that group, can they stay afloat against a really talented Timberwolves squad?
No, I don't think so. I think if you don't have Steph coming to the table, I think that significantly hurts several aspects of the game. You know, when he's running around off screens, you have to show him so much attention. That gets other guys open and make the game easier for other guys, even without Steph having the ball in his hands. And then you're talking about a person like Draymond Green. If he doesn't have a Steph Curry out on the floor, being able to carve up the offense, giving him the ball and finding him in position, slashing to the basket, taking advantage of the attention that's shown to Steph and getting other guys flowing. When you don't have that element, I think that even Draymond Green's effect on the offense and then his ability to pass the ball, I think that goes down. And so now I just think offensively they don't have enough to bring to the table. I think these young kids, I don't think Golden State will be able to handle them like they did in that first game defensively. I think a part of the Warriors' defensive prowess is the pressure that they can put on you offensively and being able to shoot the ball and make several threes in a row and have those moments where they can just pour it on. And I think that intensifies what they're going to do on a defensive end. When you take that element away on the offensive end, I think that also brings down what they can do on the defensive end. So I don't see them being able to – I think it'd still be tight because, I just don't think that Minnesota, they have a lot of young guys that they depend on that are not as consistent as they need them to be. So I think it'd be tough games. But I think at the end of the day, Minnesota will pull this series out if Steph's not able to get back. And you're talking about hamstring injuries. That's not like you're hurt. Mm-hmm. That's an injury that if you step out on the court, you can significantly take it to another level in terms of the injury that you already have. So hamstrings are very tricky. They can easily go to the next level and have you out for weeks, you know, and so it's important that they take their time and have the evaluations that they need to make sure that he's okay, because they cannot withstand him, missing significant amount of time.
Wal Williams here on the Fan. Wiz, before we let you roll, I've already talked to my psychic today, and she said I'm going to need a Bloody Mary tomorrow morning, and if I'm looking for a Bloody Mary, I'm sure I'm looking for a pretty cool vodka to go with it, right?
Absolutely, man. Clutch Vodka is your choice. You know, premium vodka. It's gluten-free, no sugar, no carbs. We organically filter it, so that's the separator from all of those other vodkas. You'll be able to taste it in that smooth, crisp taste that we have. Follow us on www.clutchspirits.com to find out the closest locations near you that carry Clutch Vodka.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College football summer is no time to slouch, because we are taking you to school on the Cover 3 podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. It's time for our annual summer school series as we take time to break down some of your favorite teams with experts and insiders who know these depth charts from top to bottom. But summer school is just extra credit as we go through positional drafts, player rankings, and more. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.